You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So Blame Thrower are a new Auckland duo made up of Kiara Bernstein of Markdown and Luke Penrose of Master Blaster. They've just released a split cassette with Markdown. We spoke to Mookie last week about it. It's kind of their debut of sorts, and they join us in studio to play some tracks from it. Good evening.
Hello. Hey, Zach.
Hey, well, everything's working. I was just saying the band join us. We've got some... we've got Ollie and Ben filming as well, so we'll have, fingers crossed, have some video content if all goes to plan. We've got a bit of an elaborate setup, so shall we take it away? Shall we give it a go and see how it goes?
Sweet as.
Throw bricks.
All right, ready?
Yep. This next song is called Don't Fuck. There's a video clip for it. Just came out.
Damn. Two songs in. That was Blame Thrower. What were the name of those tracks?
The first one was Throw Bricks, and the second one was Don't Fuck. The second song was about a real crummy boss that I had painting, and he didn't give us any breaks.
Oh,
it was just a jerk. And then I ended up saying nasty things to him and left. That's what the song's about.
Well deserved, though, by the sounds of it. No breaks. Not even year 15.
Nah, it was so bad. I like said to him, it's not helping anyone not giving us breaks. Like, so I said, like, to get the boys working harder, give us breaks. And then, so I said it like quite like stern, but fair.
Yep.
So then hopefully the boys that are still working there are getting their breaks now.
Classic. So, yeah. Classic punkster. End up as a union rep for the boys.
Yeah, for the boys that smoking.
Kiara, what was the first one about? The second one. The first one. Yeah, first one.
Bricks. Oh, good question. Let me quickly remind the lyrics, myself with the lyrics. It's just about not bound to society's rules. Do what you want. Do it respectively. Don't hurt anyone. But don't just say yes to whatever they spoon feed you, because you're not going to, nothing's going to get better.
Yeah, I think the chorus in particular is kind of, it was written pre-Trump and pre-John Key leaving, and we were kind of just talking about that and how crummy that all was at the time. Basically that we just wanted to go out and kill these people.
That's
what the chorus is about.
We're young and cynical.
Yeah.
So tell me about how Blame Thrower came together.
You take
Way back before Luke could pronounce my name properly, he hit me up one summer being like, do you want to start a band? And I never drummed in a band. I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, yeah, I can do that. I couldn't do that. And we asked Harriet, who's in Bozo, and also full-time Whammy Awesomeness. And she was our singer and bassist, and we had Power Cruise, which lasted
a wee while.
Yeah, I think about 4 months before it went under, and we wanted to keep playing together. So there was no choice. We liked Power Cruise, but neither of us can sing at all. So we just decided we'd write slightly faster and heavier songs that we could just yell over.
Well, and it was originally going to be a three-piece was the idea, and we're going to have us and then a bassist that could sing.
Mm. So a reversion of Power Cruise was the original idea.
Mm.
But yeah, just slightly faster and a bit heavier and shorter songs.
Yeah.
But now it's evolved into something different.
Mm.
Were the original intentions still there, or what did you want to achieve in this new setting?
I think it was more, I don't even think the music was a main thing. It was more about hanging out and, like, I don't know, drinking beers and eating chips on like a Thursday. Mm. And then the music was a bonus as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we just get along real well. So the same attention's always there. Yeah. It was mainly,
we just wanted to hang out. We liked playing music together. We liked hanging out. So it seemed just a natural next step.
Totally.
Totally.
Tell me about Tiger Spit.
Tiger Spit.
Can you explain what it is and how it affects the band?
Yes. Tiger Spit is a house I live in with three other people, two of which are also in Markdown with me. It started ages ago. The name, let's start with the name, because everyone asks what's the name. When we move, it's our garage. The venue is our garage. It's also where we practice. And when the original people, Mookie and Tiff, moved in, there was a giant paper mache tiger sitting in the corner, which is still there. And Tiger Spit just came from that. It's a house party venue. You can come if you're not an asshole. That's the only rule for Tiger Spit. Knockdown, Dad Jokes, and Blame Thrower practice there. And it's just awesome. It's central but really secluded, so easy for noise and just really easy to play in and not have any trouble.
Perfect. I've frequented Tiger Spit a few times. Yeah. And it's one of the, like, you know, in Auckland we have things like Inky Waves, or we have the Grow Room. All these non-guitar genres are perfectly happy with, like, having a little hub, having a collective. And I feel like now Whammy is kind of starting to do that with guitar music, but Tiger Spit's been doing it for a long time. I used to play there a bit in my old bands. Proton Beast used to hang out there a while. Mm-hmm. actually, that's we'll hear some more music in a second, but that leads me to my next question. How did you two end up at Tiger Spit and the Whammy scene? Because you both kind of popped up out of nowhere.
Because we're young bucks. I moved up to Auckland with an old band. And that kind of, my guitarist moved to Malaysia. And my singer moved to Hamilton. Malaysia and Hamilton, the two places you would go to. Yeah. And yeah, I wasn't in a band for ages, and then just through a mutual friend, I heard that Justin was looking for a guitarist and put me onto him, went round there. My guitar was all tuned half a step down, as it always is, and he's like, ooh, strike one. And I was like, I'm super nervous on the first time meeting them all. And yeah, we ended up playing shows with Masterclass, obviously.
Mm.
And then I think our first show, what, smooth. I think our first show was with Mark Dunn at Lucha as well.
Sorry, guys.
And that was, yeah, it was us and Mark Dunn. I can't remember who else played it. Maybe Blood Bags? It was a cool show, though.
It was good, yeah.
And then Kiara, being the internet connoisseur that she is, she added me first on Facebook.
I did.
And then, I messaged Mark Dunn saying that was real cool.
Yeah, you did, actually. Yeah.
I said I really enjoyed that set. And then we just became buddies.
It was great. Couple of friends making music. Let's hear some more. Take it away.
The song isn't off the EP. This is a brand new number. It's called Nauseating. This next song is for Buzzy Sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
All right, that's it.
No bails.
No bails.
You gotta kill your boss! What's the point?
Be strong!
Drink slow!
Eat boring!
Stay
awake! Do the night!
Take your phone!
Die alone!
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 You gotta kill your boss! What's the point?
Be strong!
Drink slow!
Eat boring!
Nice and quick, very nice. I guess it's the MO, isn't it? How important is having fun to Blame Thrower? I think we touched on it earlier, but it seems like quite an important part of this group.
I'm trying to think of activities that we've done recently.
Nothing. We didn't go on tour together. That sucked.
We didn't do that.
That was terrible.
Terrible time. Terrible time.
I think fun is probably, well, possibly paramount to music and importance for the two of us. Half of our band practices are playing, and half of it is just the two of us talking shit.
Mainly moaning about the headaches that we've just given ourselves from yelling too much, because neither of us can sing. But I'm trying to think, what do? We
had a veggie burger before we came. That was awesome.
Kiara had a bit of thing stuck in between her teeth that no one told her about all day.
And I thought my workmates were my friends. to lie.
I was the one that told her about it.
Yeah.
And that's what a true friend would do.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We're here for each other. That's what Blantra is about. Hey. Solidarity.
Respect, hustle, loyalty.
And poppy seeds and teeth.
Explain throw X.
Yeah.
So dumb. So dumb.
Okay. So fun is important, I think, is the final answer.
When's your next show?
February the 4th.
Come on.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And we have not just boys fun lined up. I think that's on the either 25th or 28th. Yeah, 25th.
25th of
Feb. I've heard some of the acts on that lineup.
Yeah.
Shall we not mention it? Because I don't think it's been announced yet. But, okay, but, whoa.
Yeah. It's going to be a banger. Yeah. Any show that Justin puts on is inevitably awesome. So this is going to be no exception.
And it'll be on time.
Yeah.
Prompt. That's what I like. Yeah. Hey, let's wrap it up with one more song, eh?
Cool ass.
Blamethrower, thank you so much for coming in.
People say it, or brain dead.
Brain dead.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.